hell with him! You're sitting out the nation and the state of Israel. I haven't come here to watch your ridiculous show.
Okay, relax. Calm down. I'm gonna talk to them. Hello? Hello? Hello, John? Can you hear me?
Hello.
What the hell are you doing? I've agreed to the text that Wendy Sherman has drawn up. Not a word more and not a word less. That's ideal for us. But in the first place, we should be content with this. I guess a miracle is working out. They're absolutely flexible this time.
I told you, jerk! I told you that no deal is better than a bad deal. This is a bad deal. Bad! You get it? I'll do something so that you're a disgrace to your grandchildren, big time. You're one hell of a traitor, you schmuck!
Who the hell do you think you are, huh? I'm answerable only to the US president, not to a Jewish dirtbag. If you snatch the phone from the president again while he is talking to me, I will get Zippy to send you on a mission instead of herself. Is that clear? Now give the goddamn phone to the president!
Hey, John, what the hell are you doing? Calm down a bit. You know who they are?
Don't worry. These guys are Jewish. You ought to talk to them firmly. I'm friends with them. I'll make it up to him soon.
All right. Look, John. Make sure you make it up to him later. Now, what's going on down there? What's up?
Everything's okay. I guess we could get the job done. They're being lured to the bait. Tell that goddamn jackal to keep howling. That helps us here.
Well, he was right. I shouldn't have talked to him like that. He is right. I guess we should help him make better decisions.
What are you doing? Look, Benjamin, he's working for a mutual goal of ours. Hey, who are you talking to?
Hello?
Hi, Lauren.
Is that you, Zach?
Yes, it's me.
We're trying hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tough job.
All right.
But we're trying hard.
Good.
The Iranians know
really yeah, I understand. I know you're doing your best, that's right.
But
the nation
sir,
of Israel is grateful to you.
Doing...
That's enough! Shut the hell up! You all make empty promises. You think I don't know what you're talking about? You're scared of us. Otherwise, you would have changed our promised land in a single day with a damn deal.
The whole world is following the
That's enough.
But
okay,
we always
okay.
have your interests in
Good.
Mind.
Listen, you're gonna make no deal at that meeting.
We are supposed
yeah,
to adapt to
just like I said.
Measures. The Iranians are showing
Just
great
like I said.
This time.
Lauren, you're indebted to me. Don't make me restart the contaminated blood case, right?
Are you threatening me,
oh,
sir?
Oh,
that
yeah.
case? No.
Right.
No,
okay.
That
That's
case
right.
Not
yeah.
resurface again.
You remember, now you're being a good boy.
We will
boy.
Not allow the
yeah,
Iranians
yeah,
to
that's
reach
right.
their goals.
The longer
sir.
It takes, the more advantages you will
we
have.
We know how to drive
That's
the
right. Excellent. Just remember that I don't care about your efforts. It's the result that matters.
What you gonna do?
I am going to give him a chance to settle his debt with me.
What debt? Your friend is blowing up his explosives belt where there are no buildings or human beings. That is nothing for nothing.
There are cameras here. That would be enough to know what's going on. Both those who are sitting at the desk and think they have authority and those who are monitoring the talks. Even you yourself. All of you need to know who calls the shots.
This deal will be eventually finalized and the French companies cannot dispose of their crappy products in Iran anymore. The Iranians are watching this.
You don't have to worry about Iran, nor should you worry about the French companies or that inefficient minister. You should be worried about yourself. Besides, he isn't indebted to me in the contaminated blood scandal. If it hadn't been for us, he wouldn't be a minister now. So what do you know?
Well, I know that it's the French taxpayers who gotta pay the price for him to be a minister. And I do know that he's Jewish by descent. That's enough to know. I just don't know why you are doing this. Look. I'm not in need of this deal as much as you are.
Oh, yes, you do. You stand accused of causing the US to lose the initiative. Now your red lines do not make your allies feel safe. Your enemies aren't afraid of them either. You should do something. And now, resolving this issue is exactly what you want to do. But you don't know, the longer it takes, the more concessions you can get from the Iranians. They must lose all their trump cards here in this game.
You play your cards and I'll play my cards.
I'm not here to play a game, but if there is a game, it will be dangerous. So be careful. There have been many American presidents who have failed to end their terms gracefully. They have either become disgraced or died and then became a disgrace. By the way, our likable mutual friend, who you call a stinky fossil, wants to see you again. I told him to wait until after the talks, but we can't keep him waiting longer. It's goodbye for now. One more thing. You don't want to scare me of Parallel Zero. I'm in love with it.